on the edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Just came back from Zimbabwe. What was
travel? I did.
Was that good? Travel was good?
It was brilliant. It was good to see my family after I haven't been here for 11 years without going.
Okay. Yeah. You got your cousins.
The cousins. My babies are here. My younger, my brother.
Really. We're going to talk about that. I went back to Hawaii. I lost your early age. I'm a surrogate mother for you. Hello. And we're on the edge with April Mahoney. Cheshire.
Yes.
From Zimbabwe. So with the regular Medicare, spiritual, a survivor state, I want to welcome here, Selena.
How you doing? I'm brilliant. Thank you for having me. I'm excited about this, and I'm looking forward. Hello.
Yeah, she's an accomplished. I'll introduce my brain a little bit about you.
Oh, okay. My name is Selena. I'm over half a century. I don't look it. I know, but I am that. So I feel good.
They say black don't crack.
Done. honestly, why I came here, I lost my mother, yes. Oh, and I'm who I was, but cancer was so much pain. And, I was only doing one secondary school. I went home, got the holiday, and then found he couldn't do anything. And then my dad says, be strong. No, men, when they are not well, they cry, they were strong. And I was like, do this. So I was young, remember, on the 30th. So, I asked the dad, and it's a small hospital, your brother gave me up, of which they said she was getting better, so she didn't start. And so I was that much. My older sister, who just passed, very and he say and my dad remarried within a year with this other woman, and so it was just like, okay, I came here, didn't want any of my siblings. We were nine, three girls, five, and I'm the middle one, four hour down, so one girl up, one girl down, so I'm right in the middle. And so I was in, when mom passed on, just said, you can just give my young kids food. That was all she said, feed them and make sure they eat. So I did. That's why I was struggling. My stepmother, she couldn't give you food. I always fight with her, and really it was bad, but we survived, and God was with us. Grandmother was mom, looked after us, and she's the person who really taught me how to God and not to hurt anybody. I finished my O levels, did some temporal, did some healthcare things back home, and I met this guy, and then we got married. And after some, maybe a year, I said there were two, one girl, one. But then things didn't work again, right? I don't know. Anyway, then I got. So I just thought, one day, enough for me. I can't take it anymore. And then I just decided, can you divorce me? He was surprised. Are you serious? So I went to the school. Now, it was so fun because this guy, innocent was. So two of us walking in there and asking, he said, where can I send? No, the summons. Oh, don't worry. Give me the summons. I'm ready. You don't hear what I'm saying. So, it was hard. Yeah, I didn't want to. I was a teacher when I was back and teaching, good English, me compassion and fire. So when I came, it was fair. I love things. So I just thought, I can't be a thing anymore. So I better. So I came, introduced to science by one day. He didn't tell me, I just mentioned. I said, no, I'm looking for something which can really talk. Not, people who come here, they give money. I love giving, but I want somebody who will love me or who I am, not for what I do. She says, that's our church. I went on a Wednesday, do testimony meeting. I went there. What I love. So from that day, I had lived, and he was just telling you, reminding you who you really are as a child. That you are perfect. Nobody can judge. God does. All I want. I will go for it. So from that day one, I was in. So, yes. My grandmother, I said my mother passed, then my grandma looked, so she was never. So, even then, when I was there, I was close. So then I couldn't turn the man. I was my leg. So I said, I would pray about it. And then I went into her, said, you can thrive, you're going to take me. And I thought, I'm not accepted. So I did. I had, my mom's young, so she was the mother. I went to coming out. So she, when I got there, I told her, and I said, but mom, I'm not going to tell you. I'm on the way.
How could you do that? You're going to suffer the rest.
What does God say? So what if they had their mom for a period, I would do, but not the rest of my life, just like penalizing me, crucifying me. So I did, and I was here. So I hate that. So I knew if I go in, it will be there's nothing which could help me from being who I am. If you ever heard about Christian science, it's a Christian science, right? So like they just bad. They don't say don't go, you can go to the, if you're wrong, go and feel you. So I thought that. Then I became a science. I became a carer when I was working here in working in a net. So it's like when I came to scientists, they don't have Medicare, they don't have time, so they need somebody. So somebody else, I live in Birmingham, so he's playing. So I don't have to raise, I have to, for me to see the word. So it's just like, I have to work on me. So that's really what put me in. So I became a lawyer.
You
to it. Yeah, it was, you know, so funny. I mean, just a story for how I got, you know, being a Christian, so I go to see, you know, like, I would go in. So I just thought, you know, I was going out and do what, and then I love it. Then when my kids saw me that I was fine going up there, then they say, "Mom, this is wrong." And I said, "No, I'm why you say, oh no, stay on." Like, why do you stay when you don't accept your really stop? What do you want me to do? Because I thought I was going to lose my son. I couldn't imagine. So I thought, okay, what do you want? This girl, walk on you, you're fine. And really, so I walked out, and for sure, 2 steps I continued. I was really, really. So that was it. They took me, then I went in. There was surgery. I didn't see anything. They gave me painkillers. Then I went with him again. I said, "No, this is not. If I'm going to, I need the progress." So we changed. They no, told them in the history. So he said, "No, okay, let's go and have a scan." So we went and, you know, if you understand, when you know the day that, you know, are there, you are high saying, it's really nice to attack you.
When he come up out the ground, I'm quick to call the devil a liar.
And that's when the bell again. Tell me again. So it's like, then I tried to bend and think. And so now I came home. They were waiting for the house scan. When they came, I mean, it was like we planned for a holiday in Scotland, but then I felt that's what I could. So in the evening, I went up there, that was the day on. I was called, stayed in hospital 2 days. And then they said, "Oh, my daughter was, oh, you know, sick." And then and it was like my leg completely, the right side. So even the doctor, because people, they don't mind. So it was like, okay, quickly you involve. So they went there, did more tests, and that was the worst, you know, the side effects.
All real at that. All diagnosed. How did that intersect work? Was it like your modality?
Yes, it was. You know, I mean, to be honest, to begin with, there was, you know, it was, you know, it's okay. You can, you know, talk to some people, you know, like an authority, support you, they support you. I went through that. Some cases, it was fine. And but when I had, you know, I think it was third or fourth cycle. I think it was cycle. I almost lost. So I would head out some lips of right. Yes, it was. I couldn't even swallow. That was the moment when I say, "God, why am I going?" Then I said, "Okay." I was, you know, when you die, when you're about, you give, you surrender. You say, "Okay, surrender." So I said, "No, I don't, just let me go." And then that night I used to listen and I go. This was like so clearly God says, "Celine, what are you waiting? You're already healed." And but then I had lost my, you know, my hair was like that. It was, you know, like I'm a small child, softer. So it was like, I looked at it, how can I be alive? Can I live? How can you say I'm already healed? When I can't, when I am being myself, I can't, I commode, I hate. So how can I say I'm alive? Yes, I shouldn't wait anymore. So it was in the night. Following day, my dad told me, says, "Yes, ma'am, we've got out, you know, and I'm here." She had given a joke, and she gave up. So I said, "Okay, no, don't worry, we're going." And my sister already started. There was a doctor, was at the operator, teacher, listening, but no, me, you know, no. So we were started going. And so at the Sotoki school, we started doing, she would bring me, you know, okra. Have you ever eaten okra?
Yeah, mama always, she loved okra, and I tried. Why I should try.
No, because, you know, it's like when you, because it is so much natural, and then so it's like when you can, you just slide in.
That's what I like about it.
It just slides in, and then you've got at least some. So my daughter will cut and put in a glass, put hot water, and that way, and bring it in that way. So one weekend, my doctor left, thought I was going to die. They left me there and said, then, but I only thought, okay, I'll go on Friday. Nobody, I'll see nobody on Monday. So why don't you take this? I have to look after myself because nobody's going, it's there.
Right.
So that's the, I started drinking every hour. I will be now, every all day. Monday comes, look at this other nurse. I didn't know about
it. Now you're rare also, the whole time. You're talking with their
women all the time.
And the devil over there looking like this.
He was just saying, okay. When she came on Monday, said, "Oh, what did you do? You look better than we left you." I was warm and I thought I'd be not even a drip. I said, "Yeah, maybe I also through. Because, yeah, I feel much better." Oh, that was all. They wanted, you know, the surgery. My knees, tomorrow, and me. So it was, okay, now me.
Right.
So I used Genesis chapter 1, verse, you know, the absolute. That's what it's just like. That was my, you know, total healing. I said, "God, say, what do I have?" So I said, you know, whoever was telling me about the herbs, I was going. This I would go for. I didn't care what it was, as long as original.
And, you know, it all came out on the other side, and now a little about the book and with regards to our brains. I always a condition to that. This is our people, their actual cup. It may work, it may not, but if a little sliding down your throat, it does try, but really, because it may not be a remedy
for you.
About, and let's see a cover on my brain. Fortunate, look at that. My pain shot her hand, giving it up. I love it.
This was just my journey, you know, through that. It was like, okay, what I the support of then other people I didn't yes, they were my journey. They were what called the quantum. This was some guys I'm marrying, you know, Jean Houston's spiritual training. So I just joined when I came out, and I thought I was just waiting, and I thought that was really, really good, because that crowd we used to meet every Sunday. And I mean, remember, I couldn't sit up, but they were there. I still didn't have any hands. They were there to support me, say yes we can. Then we could reach our hands and pray together and say, okay, hands with the Lord Jesus, can you just talk to him, befriend, and just say, yes, you are healed. I am really so these women, and that was, they helped to see exactly, support me. Yes, Christian scientists were there, but you know, one thing we do as Christians sometimes. Like, I'll pray for you. I'll keep you in my prayer. Yes, but I want the body. I want warmth. I want love. I want somebody who can talk to me. Like me and April are seeing each other face to face. Hello, how are you doing? That's how he wants us to be.
You want that energy.
It's energy. Yes, that's really how me. So in the end, it's like, we started meeting with others and doing hugging trees in London, meeting up with.
I am in a church. I know about history. Let me tell you, tell us how to get a copy of your book, baby. We can read it.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, Amazon.com. Selena Chesha, Amazon. Go there, you just go there, or you can get, you can Skype me, Selena9600. I'm there, aren't you? Or you can get on me, email me, living in the.
And I'm telling you, thanks so much being on the edge with us today. I know it's so powering, and how you have the courage to step forward and, still be the light and live through it. And you look at that. You have no residual effects. How long?
Now, I've been since 2000. I'm somebody who came into this morning just to say that's something very. Sure. She was just diagnosed, and they're not sure. And she was saying, I'll just wait. Hear what the doctor said. Look, don't share your power. Don't give your power. Who is the doctor? You tell the doctor who you are. You know that God created him. And he said, well, he's wonderfully made. And now you tell me you want to give your power. What for? Don't dare give your power. There's so much power. Keep your power. And know the thing which is supposed that somebody is saying, this is what. You don't have it. You don't own any disease.
Right. Well, we are going to leave on that note. Okay. And it is power. And for whatever reason, you're not able to know they were able to make all the arrangements that you need. Tell everybody that you love them. Make men with any that has done wrong. And tell them why. Because even if he doesn't exist here on Brains, go back and watch all of the fantastic that are on channel. We want those numbers. We want to understand. Talk about art, change, love, science, God, all of that. Here on, that's why 44.
And I do public speaking too.
And some public speaking. So definitely get in contact. I'm going to put her information bottom and go in. I think I've got one more call. You get a Chicago hug as well. Thank you so much, Lena Shire, from coming in the UK. I love you and I honor you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Brains. Have a great day.